Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Still talking about Remembrance of the Daleks because why would you only spend as much time as the show took to talk about it when you could talk about it for months on end, as I have done? Like, I must be well into a month of Remembrance of the Daleks now, but it's a really good one, so why won't we? I got a message from Bert, the delightful Bert, who was talking about the fact that, you know, I was excited that they'd filmed all of it on videotape, even though it looks kind of brassy. And not as kind of crisp as film as the, I think, Spearhead from Space, the first ever John Pertwee, is the only one shot entirely on film. And I think that might have been for, because there was some sort of strike going on or something. I can't remember. Bert says, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the first story to go full video outdoors, and he says, I'm pretty sure it was shot on BVU U-matic. And he would know because he works, he's worked as an editor. And I think, well, yeah, he was telling us he's, lovely story about watching The Day of the Doctor when he was a projectionist at a cinema and got to kind of sit and watch it all privately before to make sure it worked, you know. Like sometimes when you get a pack of biscuits and you've got to eat one to make sure they're not poison. But yes, so BVU-matic, he says the first one to go outdoors was the Sontaran experiment. I think he's right. I think that is one of the first one they did entirely on videotape. So it all looks the same. And he goes, and it has this wonderful eerie atmosphere as the result of the ropey 3/4 inch look. Has this episode been done? No, we haven't done this episode. Should we do it? It's only two. And I mean, I'm scared of doing it because it terrified me. It's kind of in like, it's from season 12, which I haven't done any episodes from, of the old series, which is my favorite season. And it's kind of like adjoining two episodes. So it kind of comes immediately on the back of Ark in Space. And it leads straight into the genesis of the Daleks. I feel like I could do all 12 episodes. It's one long thing. Although, given how long it took me to talk about Remembrance of the Daleks, doing 12 episodes from season 12, my favorite season ever of Doctor Who, because it's the first ever Tom Baker season, like, we could be here for months. It would take us right up to the actual 60th anniversary, I imagine. Let's just do the Sontaran experiment. It'll be fun. I'll do the Capaldi Dalek ones with Missy because they're fun. We're going to go to Skaro and see what happened, whether it got blown up. Because surely it's been blown up now. Like, how is it still there? We'll do those two and then we'll move on to the Sontaran experiment. Or should we do the full 12? episodes in a row because they all link into each other. I'm conflicted. We'll see how we feel when we get there. Anyway, Oh my God, Sontaran experiment. It is fun. I mean, we love a Sontaran. And I've got Sontaran dollies. I do love a Sontaran dolly. I think I've got the dolly from that episode. Or have I got the Time Warrior dolly? Anyway, it's the big round spaceship with the funny door. So good. And anyway, because when I was talking about the special weapons Dalek, the Asylum of the Daleks came up. Oh, that's right. I was going to do that one too. And Squally says, I always thought the Asylum of the Daleks was gruesome. Daleks as a disease. Real Daleks would automatically hate you because you weren't a pure Dalek and you'd hate everything about what you'd become. No wonder they were all mad. I know. And that's why they're screaming all the time. Like, they're so loud. Like, they're always really shouty, the Daleks. I mean, I do adore them. So speaking of Bert, he also sent me his first time watching Doctor Who. he says, hello, doll. So my first Doctor Who experience, this is really going to date me. Oh, don't. Because I have vague recollections of Patrick Troughton's Doctor and that eerie opening sequence, which, as you've discussed, was incredibly unsettling in its black and white PAL standard depth video feedback look. See, Bert, he's always got to drop in the the technical specs. it put me off for years. Then in the 70s, I gave in to high school peer pressure and tried it again, coming in on The Ark in Space. Bert, how are you older than me? I don't understand. You look so youthful. This is confronting. Came in on The Ark in Space, I was hooked, although it took a while to adjust, having spent a lot of my childhood years enjoying the production gloss of Lost in Space and Star Trek. It's not just the production gloss of those shows. Also, they were shot on film, so they look amazing. Like, you know, you can watch Star Trek now in like 4K, which is confronting. Like, I think the ones on Netflix are in high definition, if nothing else. Or maybe they're not on there anymore. I think they're on the Paramount Plus now. But they, because they were designed to be seen probably in black and white in the 60s, like most people had black and white TVs, color TVs, like certainly in Australia didn't come into the 70s. So most people watching Star Trek back in the day were watching it on like little tiny black and white TVs that had very little definition. So all of those effects probably looked great. But now you watch it, you're like, how much makeup is Leonard Nimoy wearing? Like, seriously, like his green, his, you know, like the ears actually look quite good. Like, they don't look like they're stuck on that much. But yeah, it's kind of confronting watching things that were shot on film. Lost in Space, I did used to love as a kid, but I don't really remember it. I just remember it being over the top and fun. And part of my foundational television watching that kind of formed my persona. So there was Dr. Smith in Lost in Space, who I adored because he was hilariously dramatic and probably explains why I exaggerate everything all the time. There you go. There's an exaggeration. I also loved Mr. Humphreys on Are You Being Served, just because that seemed like a fun way to live your life. Just, you know, every time you walked into a room, everyone was like, "Ah, hilarious, you're fun." Kenneth Williams from Carry On, I adored him as well. Just anyone who was vaguely camp, I was like, oh, I'm into it. I love it. It's fun. It's silly. Like no sexuality involved because, you know, I was a little kid. I just loved the flamboyance. So if you were like, you know, like Liberace was exciting. Like, I didn't really care about the piano, but look what he was wearing. It was amazing. Like, I loved Shirley Bassey. I loved a big gown. I loved a frock. So, yeah, I just was really into extremely over-the-top anything. So yeah, Lost in Space was my jam. Speaking of first times, we also have James, who said us his. He says his formative Doctor Who experience was started with having a brother 5 years older. So he started watching very early. His first conscious season was, I think, Pertwee's last, something like The Monster of Peladon or Death to the Daleks, but definitely with the new titles and Sarah. I mean, Sarah, like, why wouldn't you watch? You wouldn't want to watch anything else once you've met Sarah Jane. He says, I do remember seeing the shock. I remember the shock of seeing the older Pertwee titles for the first time. So colourful, quite possibly the time monster, which added to the weirdness. But it is also possible that I saw some of those earlier, but on a black and white TV. Suffice it to say, I was hooked. 6:30 every weeknight with the classic entrees of the goodies, Roger Ramjet, Inspector Gadget, Home. Oh my God, I remember Home. Oh, that was a great show. That was what, like, set in like a foster kids home, or they were, yeah, that was a, oh, that was fun. Sweet and Sour and more. Oh my God, Sweet and Sour, which was about like a rock band. It was kind of like someone at the ABC had gone, what if we made Countdown, but it was a series about people? Oh, Sweet and Sour. David Rain was in Sweet and Sour. And then I worked with David Rain on the morning show on 9 a.m. with David and Kim. I was their celebrity gossip. Oh, it all comes full circle. James also said, having Monkey on when Doctor Who wasn't was pretty good too. One of the delightful things about this is to be able to say to almost anyone of our age, something like ABC 6:30, and you'll have an instant connection. God bless Auntie and all who sail in her. I sail in her now. Speaking of Monkey, I can highly recommend, I've only watched the first episode, so don't spoil it for me, but American Born Chinese is a great fun show on Disney. Very strange seeing Disney doing things from Into the West, which is what Monkey was based on, but yeah, like fun stuff. Like the first episode anyway, I absolutely adore it, so looking forward to seeing the rest of it.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.